Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Kia ora everyone, James here. First of all, I just want to say thank you so much for listening so far to the Friggin' Dangerous Bro Show. It really means a lot to us. But before this next episode kicks off, which is episode 10, I just want to give a heads up, due to technical difficulties with my new laptop, Jermaine's microphone screwed up during this next record, so I actually didn't capture his voice, but I've done my absolute best to make sure that I rescued this episode and taken his voice from our microphone feeds and stitch it together for an episode so I can get something out for you guys. Before the episode kicks off, I just want to give a shout out to anyone who's ever gotten in touch with us so far. We love hearing from you, whether you're just telling us that you're enjoying the show or that to tell us how much and how deep you are in the Gape Nation. Keep them coming. We love hearing from you. So anyway, without further ado, here is episode 10 of the Friggin' Dangerous Bro Show. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Jermaine.
I'm James.
And I'm Pax.
And welcome to the Frickin' Dangerous Bro Show. Happy New Year, asshole!
Stop doing that! You did that last time.
It's fun.
It's so hurtful.
Why? Why do you,
it's
why
offensive.
Do you feel
like... I don't know. I'm just really... I just... Like, I know that I'm... We've pointed out the contradictions of me thinking it's funny to say asshole.
Yeah. And then hating gaping.
But... it's just funny to insult someone by being nice to someone and insult them.
No, actually, I'm on board with that. But, however, I do know why Jermaine keeps saying Happy New Year, assholes, and Merry Christmas, assholes, at the start. It's because he doesn't know how to start the show. And that's an easy way to get into something because he feels awkward. Because the intro says, "What?" And you're welcome to the Friggin' Dangerous Bro Show.
Yeah.
And Jermaine...
Is that why, Jermaine?
Yeah. I need something to say, and it's something I've come over to say.
I could do it way better than that.
Okay.
Okay.
Go then. So let's just pretend.
All right.
The thing and the music is played.
Yeah.
I can actually edit. I'll edit it on.
Okay.
Sweet. So we'll start again.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hi, I'm Jermaine.
I'm James.
And I'm Pax.
And welcome to the Frickin' Dangerous Bro Show.
Yo, man, here we go. Time for a podcast.
What? Shit happens, bro.
I reckon mine was all right.
Yo, man, here we go.
I'll try one time. Okay, say we're live.
Oh, my God.
Say we're live.
And we're live.
Happy New Year, assholes. Yeah, no, that was... That's the easiest way. It's the most efficient way.
Even when it's like July...
Just saying, Happy New Year, assholes.
No, will you change out the first part, the greeting part?
I'm gonna
call people assholes all the time.
You know what? I'm gonna start my stand up like that.
Happy Day, assholes.
Yeah, right. You know? Happy Hanukkah, assholes.
Yeah.
The only day on in the calendar year where that is appropriate is Happy Rectal Examination Day, assholes. Like, is it like an international rectum day or something? Probably. There's a day for everything.
Yeah, there probably is.
Yeah.
I saw A Star Is Born, guys.
Good?
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Cool. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Out of
five? Four. Solid. Flat four.
I'm a 4.5.
Can I ask you something?
What?
Is it a white movie?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a white movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Except Dave Chappelle's in it, so it's not a white movie.
No.
But just because he's a black person in it doesn't mean...
No. But Dave Chappelle's Dave Chappelle in it.
Wait.
No, but actually Dave Chappelle has, like, cheese cutter Dave Chappelle in it, right? Like, he's wearing, like, a weird, chimney sweep hat.
But
there's people of color in La La Land.
There is.
Yeah. And it's a white movie. You know?
Here's the thing. For it not to be a white movie, the white person needs to be the minority.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It needs to be death at a funeral.
Chris Rock version.
Nah. Well, okay. No, I think there's an in-between.
Right.
Like,
what's an in-between movie?
Mix
of people of color and white people.
What's an example? Can you think of an example right off the bat?
Nah, not right off
the bat. Passion of Christ. No, sorry.
Lion. I was going to say The Lion King. You know my favorite movie?
Nah, the OG Lion King is like African lions being voiced by white people.
Yeah, but, so in between.
James Earl Jones is like Mufasa.
But other than that, actually, I don't know who voiced... It's James Matthew Broderick. Broderick is thing, eh?
The adult.
Is adult Simba. Yeah. Oh, is he?
Matthew Broderick. Who's Matthew Broderick? Isn't the guy from...
Fear's Day Off.
Godzilla?
Fearless Day Off.
The old school Godzilla movie.
What?
Is that Matthew Broderick? Yeah.
Yeah, he's in that.
The guy's like, don't break the buildings. That guy? Are you talking about that guy?
Godzilla, what are you doing?
Stupid lizard.
You're breaking the buildings.
What are you doing breaking the buildings for?
And then he gets squashed by
my favorite pizza place was in that building.
And Godzilla's like,
I just got out of jail and I ain't going back. Yeah.
You know, actually, speaking of an Italian guy, my favorite part of A Star is Born is the fact that Andrew Dice Clay is in the movie.
He's our dad, right?
And he's our dad. Yeah. And he's just a good actor.
Yeah, he's awesome.
When I saw his face, I was expecting him to be like, hey, you want to sing?
He is just a really good actor in that. But he does like the Italian dad though, like where he's like always brags about Frank Sinatra, like he's saying totally. For Frank.
He is the Italian dad, but he's not Andrew Dice Clay.
The Italian dad is the sequel to The Italian Job. It's safe, economic.
I haven't seen this article. Should I see
it? You should see it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I recommend it.
Absolutely.
It's only beef with it, and this is a spoiler, but it leaves you in quite a dark place when you leave the theater.
I can understand why it's a little jarring. It could be a little jarring for people in an uncomfortable way. But let's not spoil it.
Yeah.
Not spoil it for me. I already know how it ends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bradley Cooper's a werewolf.
I thought it would be.
Andrew Dice Clay comes out of the bathroom and he's like, it was me the whole time, Andrew Dice Clay. Oh,
that's gonna be hilarious. Like, I know it ends, and then just spoil the ending. Not funny.
You can't just spoil that ending. Yeah, werewolves are terrifying. Yeah. That's not funny at all.
Hey,
I'm a werewolf. Oh,
no, Bradley Cooper was Andrew Dice Clay the whole time.
Bradley Cooper does an impression of Andrew Dice Clay on Star Is Born, and he's a werewolf.
I would like...
Tell me something, girl. Oh!
I thought we should delve into some listener feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because a lot of people have been hitting us up.
Yeah.
We've had a few hit-ups.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for getting in touch.
So there's a couple of things I'd like to address today.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
One is an email from a fellow named Benham Farvarden. Subject line, Gaping 101. He says, hey guys, first of all, love the podcast. He then says a bunch of positive things.
Nice.
That's the sequel to Nesian 101.
Gaping 101. guess where the two-minute noodles and the fried corned beef went.
Says he's a big fan of the podcast.
Thank you.
And then he goes into... I'll skip over all the positive stuff. Here we go. He goes, it's very funny how Pax's segment got called Gaping and James's got called Jakeoff. Both clear sexual references, but James just owned its sexual connotation. But Pax refuses and goes deeper and deeper, no pun intended, into trying to defend why it's not sexual. Regardless, I can't help but feel a sense of belonging and camaraderie with the Gape Nation.
Yes.
I consider myself a gaper.
Mm. Beautiful.
In the sense
Thank
that
you.
I too like to slowly... gradually and methodically, and our people with narrow minds with big ideas to the point where their minds can go back to the dimension that it once was.
Beautiful.
You stretch it right out.
Also, how's this for a hand signal? And he sent us a video of him coming up with a hand signal for the Gape Nation.
Amazing.
Can you want to show Pax?
I'll show Pax quickly. The listeners will be able to hear.
Pax's reaction.
Beautiful, yeah. And you can tell he's in his workplace.
Yeah, where it's appropriate to get.
Jeez, is that a skull?
X-ray in the background.
Is he a doctor?
If I went to the doctor and he was like,
you have cancer, and then he just has a picture of Gate Nation. I would trust him more.
A picture of me doing the hand signal on the wall.
I trust him way more.
I would trust him way more. And you know what? Mm. I don't know where you are in the country, even if you are in the country, but you are the only doctor I trust from now on. Yeah. And you are the only doctor I will allow, ironically, to do my prostate exams.
Yeah, nothing to do with gaping.
Nothing to do with gaping, but to check my temperature.
Mm.
To do all the procedures.
Tell him.
You are my doctor.
We'll put the video on our Facebook page. He also describes it. He says it's two concentric circles.
Yes.
One wider than the other, representing the philosophy.
Dang.
And the other fingers
create
a sort of roof or shelter.
Yeah.
Which represents the safe haven that is Gape Nation.
Into it.
Oh my god, this is
I think we should give this guy an official title, Pat.
You know what?
He should be the Gape Nation doctor in the village.
Yes, yeah. You know, but no.
What's his name again? We should call him by his name.
Benham Fatherden.
Benham?
Oh, yeah. So that's a Persian name.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how do you say it?
You say Behnam Farvardin.
Behnam Farvardin.
Behnam.
Yeah, nailed
it. Dr. Behnam.
Dr. Farvardin. He is our Gape Nation doctor. Doctor, so from now on we call him Dr. Farvardin.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for all your medical needs, whether those needs are gaping or not is irrelevant.
It's relevant. Could be hand needs.
Hand needs. Head is our needs. Doctor.
Amazing. I've replied to him and I just said, "Hey, thanks. Can we read out your email?
Absolutely.
Is it alright? Can we put the video on our page?" And he said yes.
Yeah.
Then when he replied, he also said, "Yeah, that's all good." And he said, "P.S." Because he knows he's corresponding with me.
Yes.
He said, "P.S. Sorry, the other two gang up on you quite a lot." Even though I know it's all for the gag, I just get a sense that you're not very convinced about your own capacity. Then he said, "I just wanted to let you know that you're genuinely a funny guy. Just your nature and demeanor exudes humour. So thank you, Dr. Farvardin." Actually, I'm not calling him doctor. I'm not into the
game. No, he's a doctor. Well, he's a legit doctor in the real world too.
Yeah, Jermaine, go with your first instinct.
Yeah.
That is part of the Gape Nation philosophy.
Yeah.
Go with your first instinct.
That's in the five rules of the Gape.
That's in the five rules
of the
Gape.
That's the first one.
The first rule is go with your instinct. Mm-hmm. The second rule is
go wider.
Go wider. The third rule is go deeper.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth rule is just expand.
Yeah. And the fifth rule is we wear
slacks.
How lovely is that though?
It's lovely.
That's really lovely.
The tablet, that's beautiful actually. Yeah. And you know what, Jermaine? That's what you're missing out on because that's what gapers are.
I just want to put it out.
Well balanced.
I'm under no illusions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I am so important to freaking Dangerous Bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am under no illusions that this group would fall to pieces without me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you guys are way less. As much support as I thought you
would. Yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah, man. So. Yeah.
Anyway, we had feedback from another listener.
Oh, yeah, we did. But we'll put that video up on our Facebook.
Yeah.
And if you go check it out and learn it, and when you see us in public,
yeah,
hit us up.
That's beautiful. And that's actually really beautiful. When we say gaping, we don't just mean physical things. We also mean the mind.
Yeah, the mind. Gape depth, your mind.
Width.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, gape that mind, girl.
Mm.
Boy.
A boy or non-binary people.
Non-binary.
Animal. Welcome to plants.
Domesticated or not.
Trees.
Yeah, everything. Everything living.
His name is Lee, goddammit.
All right, we do have another email. It's through Facebook. It wasn't from a guy named Lee, goddammit, unfortunately, not this week.
We miss you, Lee, goddammit.
But it was from a man named Frisk Ford Moeke.
Yep, okay.
And, okay, I'm just going to read it in its entirety.
Just read it.
954-584-9307. This is for you. I have been praying a lot lately, and a prayer warrior sent this to me. So I choose you. A blessing is coming to you in the form of money. Don't ask questions. Just forward to 50 people. It's actually FED, so fed to 50 people. The devil said you won't take the time to do this. Prove him wrong. You will receive $15,900 in 1 day if you send this to 50 people. Don't ask, just trust.
Well, you know what?
Wait, let me just check my bank account real quick.
You know what? We not only forwarded this to 50 people, we forwarded it to everyone that listens to this podcast.
Yeah.
So suck on that, devil.
Yeah.
There you go.
What does that mean, suck on that, devil? Like, what?
We're invincible to the devil. Like,
does that mean we got the money?
Nah, that means, because the devil, because he said,
he didn't think, the devil didn't think we could do it.
He was like, he said the devil didn't think we could do it. I'm just imagining, the devil being like, nah, I don't reckon you can do it.
Nah, go, you're all shit.
50 plus, nah, you
far. Forwarding it to 50 people. Do you know how long that will take?
The devil has like Windows 98. He's got a really old computer.
Man, you gotta click 50.
Nah, go then.
Individually.
Go then, see if you can do it. Go then. Shame, devil. We did it.
Anyway, that's our listener.
The devil didn't think you could do it.
If you want to get in touch, what's the email, Jermaine?
fdbromail@gmail.com.
Yeah, or just find us on social. Yeah. We're pretty easy to track down.
Yeah, find us.
Too easy, to be honest. Fuck, it's quite scary.
Thank you so much to the people who have already been in contact.
And thank you to the beautiful, mighty, deep, wide Gape Nation for getting in touch with your Gape Master and your Gape Guru.
Yep.
All of you are valued members.
Time for the first segment of the show.
There he is. I'll go first.
You go first.
Okay. James's Corner of Fun. This is how we jake off. Get your lube. It's time for the jake off. Not a sexual thing.
I can jake off without lube.
It's a sexual thing. I can't. My hands are sandpaper. All right. My,
really?
Yeah, look. It's like
just an actual, you just put your hands up and it's just legit sandpaper. Like, yo, how do we not notice this?
I wish I was the 5 years. Jim Carrey in The Mask that I can summon physical gags at will. All right, so I've got a bone to pick with you, ourselves.
Yeah. Okay. Pick it.
Hey, do you remember, it was like not too long ago, quite recently.
Yeah.
On our Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Our account, joint account. We all have access to it.
Yeah.
Got tagged in a story from another account.
Oh, yeah. Well,
who? Who was that account?
Yeah. Why don't you tell me, Jermaine? You know who it is.
Fuck.
And that the story said, I can't remember which whose actual account it is.
I think it was it.
Anyway, the story. Yeah, Tofinga from.
Okay.
The Laughing Samoans.
Yeah.
Tagged Frickin' Dangerous Bro with a picture of you two and him that said, pleasure working with Frickin' Dangerous Bro today. And then I got a notification and I opened my app and I went, oh, I didn't know I was cloned. I'm not there.
You weren't cloned.
What's going on?
I just want to make sure you know that you weren't cloned.
So
it sounds like I was cloned.
You weren't there.
So what happened?
What happened? Hey, you got you did a little bit of a collab?
Myself and Pax got approached by Fresh TV. Now, Fresh TV is
a wonderful enterprise.
A TV show in New Zealand that is, it's like Pacific Island kind of thing.
It's it's like youth.
Yeah, youth and they have comedy and all this kind of stuff.
Youth and snakes, apparently.
Youth, that's their target.
Yeah, youth and snakes. Snake youth.
I mean, it can't be youth only.
And so,
because Jermaine was on it,
the unraveling,
I'm sorry.
Betrayal on I'm sorry, both ends.
You ain't ganging up on me.
I'm sorry.
My boy Behnam hit a point. Is that how you say it again?
Behnam, Dr. Favadin to you, sir. No. Please continue.
No, let's not. I'm getting away that. You're letting you get away that easy.
No,
okay. All right. Go.
Jeez. So and there's a segment on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel the segment is called, but it's like a game show. How fresh are you? It's called.
Yeah. How fresh are you? Yeah.
And it's hosted by Tofinga, who.
Fepuliai.
Sorry.
Tofinga Fepuliai. That's his surname.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Sure.
That was Jones. Sure. I thought it was Tofinga Jones.
I'm pretty sure it's Fepuliai.
That's the director's last name.
The director?
Yeah, Fepuliai.
Which? They must be related then.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe I'm completely wrong.
What if they're the same guy?
If I am, I apologize, Tofinger.
You're definitely not the same guy. So, hosted by Tofinger, and he is one half of the Laughing Samoans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who they don't exist anymore.
As they don't exist as people.
And so his kind of character is like this really kind of really fresh island guy. So like he's the really thick.
Mm-hmm. Like, Uncle Sam.
What?
I'm pretty sure it's Uncle Sam. That's the character.
No, Uncle Sam is like the American, like, we want you.
Yeah.
No, yeah, yeah, but his character
is it
also,
a play
I'm
on?
Pretty sure it's Uncle Sam.
The name is a play
I'm
on.
I'm pretty Uncle sure.
Sam. Okay. Okay. Anyway. Whatever. Yeah. But yeah.
Am I just getting fact after fact wrong about
what
the
are you getting from? Are you awake?
I don't know what that is.
I'm pretty sure it's Uncle Sam.
Yeah, he's a leaf.
I'm just saying leaf. So that's like his character. And so yeah. How Fresh Are You is like him. He's like, it's a game show asking whether
you are fresh.
Questions, whether you know things about Pacific Islands or how fresh you are. And so I got contacted because one of the dudes in the production went to school with my wife.
Right.
And so he that's how he kind of got in contact with me.
Yeah.
And then he asked me if I could also get in contact with Pax.
And?
So here's the thing, James.
What?
I'm Maori.
Yeah.
So I'm
you
close.
Are. You are.
I'm close to Pacific Islander.
And, yeah.
Pacific Islander, right?
I'm close to Pacific Islander.
Listen.
I mean, technically you're closer than me, but.
Listen. And Pax.
I did a joke about pretending to be Tongan.
And he lived in Māngere.
I lived in South Auckland for 5 years.
What?
So
it was only two people per team. So if they're going to get out of the three of us, the two they're going to get, who are they going to get?
What?
What? That's, it's just...
Sure, what? but I'm...
James, how about you
make... I'm Islander.
You make an argument.
I'm Islander, guys.
James,
I'm an Islander.
Can you make an argument about why you should have been in there over one of us?
Because my language and my food is way more similar than both of your language. Oh, well, with you, not you. Pax, then Pax. I'd go me over Pax.
No, you don't know that.
Yeah?
No.
What have you got in common with the Pacific culture, Pax?
Hey.
Tabbouleh.
No, but Pax is like brown famous.
I'm South Auckland like famous.
To the Tongan community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back off. I'm the devil now.
But look, we make chop suey. Both the Pacific Island cultures and Filipinos.
Okay, have you eaten?
Make chop suey?
But have you... Yeah, okay.
We eat taro?
Sure. Your food is similar to Pacific Island food, but that's it. Are you just going to bank
on... We're all in the Ring of Fire.
Are you just going to bank on the food?
Yeah.
So...
I could have brought a plate.
Fine, they probably would have been like, all right, you're right.
I'll be like, what if I bring a plate?
It was a competition, and me and Pax ended up winning.
Yeah.
The team we're up against was these two MMA fighters.
UFC fighters.
Like... Who fought in the UFC?
Who fought in the UFC.
Oh, my God.
And both of them knocked their opponents out.
Was one of them Mark Hunt?
No. They were younger. They were in the, like, undercards.
Oh, sure.
They're young dudes.
Main. But yeah, there's like, a lot of New Zealand up-and-comers.
Yeah,
like,
that sounds like they were good fighters because they both got knockout wins.
Main.
And I was real scared to talk too much trash to them. I didn't want to cross a line.
They wouldn't have just, like, knocked you out.
Well,
yeah, but not on the show. Yeah. But maybe after a gig a week later.
They did quite a funny gag, and I mean this is a spoiler because I think it'll say it.
Yeah.
But Torfinger introduced me and Pax, and he's like, "What do you want to call your team?" And we're like, "Well, freaking Dangerous Bros."
Yeah.
What?
And then
make that bad. You know, fucking Paul McCartney doesn't call himself the Beatles.
Yeah, but hold up. If the majority of the Beatles are there, then they're the Beatles. Now, it's just unfortunate. Yes. And
four out of five Backstreet Boys are there.
It's the Backstreet Boys.
What?
Now, you're...
No, yes. Don't be like that to Nick Carter.
Yo,
it's true.
And so we said, we'll call ourselves Freaking Dangerous Bros. And then he asked them, he goes, what do you guys want to call yourselves? And they go... Freaking Dangerous Bro.
And because they're MMA fighters who have knocked other people out, they're looking at us and we're like, yeah, sweet man. Yeah.
We said to let it go.
Yeah, bro.
Hold on. Were they named friggin' Dangerous Bro as well?
Yeah.
That's what they called their team.
How do they distinguish you two?
Tofika called them the real friggin' Dangerous.
Because they're legitimately dangerous.
Actual friggin' Dangerous Bro. Yeah.
Anyway, James.
No, but James, you can't be mad. The majority of freaking Dangerous Bro was there. You can't be mad. We are freaking Dangerous Bro. If me and you go somewhere, we're freaking Dangerous Bro.
Yeah. I didn't get mad at y'all when you did the Blood Foundation thing.
We did do the Blood. No, but we weren't freaking Dangerous Bro there. We were just
Jermaine. But you know.
We were just Jermaine.
Anyway.
No, that's true. We were freaking Dangerous Bro when we were on the cafe.
Yeah. If 88 out of 89 members of the Wu-Tang Clan are there, it's the Wu-Tang Clan.
The Wu-Tang.
The Wu-Tang.
The Wu-Tang Clan.
It's the Wu-Tangs.
And here's the thing. So, because we won, James,
yeah.
we won prizes.
What did you win?
They were sponsored by Dickies.
Hold on.
Wait. So, I think I took a T-shirt.
A T-shirt, yeah.
Yeah.
What did I take?
No, you took a T-shirt.
Pants. I think I took a shirt.
All right.
Yeah.
I've got a shirt. What did you take?
A T-shirt.
Yeah.
And they had another T-shirt, James.
Yes. Do I get it? Have you got it right here?
Yeah.
Oh!
I knew
this is a genuine surprise.
I knew at some point, James, this was going to come up on the podcast, so I've just had it. Every time we record podcast, I bring the T-shirt with me.
Just in case it comes up.
Just waiting for James to bring it up.
If the T-shirt is, I'm a fuckwit, I swear to God. Hey, yeah, that's a free T-shirt. Oh, that's a really nice shirt.
It's actually a really good quality shirt.
That's a nice shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Fresh TV.
Sweet.
See, now...
That's the easiest way to get to me, is free stuff.
The easiest way is to just give him material things. And
free
he's
shirt!
Yeah, free T-shirt.
All right, I'm in.
Leading up to it, though, I was like, me and Pax were asked to do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, do we tell James?
You guys just tell me. I would have been like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, now you're holding a shirt. You're like,
let's test that theory. Pax held the shirt. Why the fuck did you do it?
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, yeah, you could just tell me.
Okay, this is a good time to bring up then, James. Pax hosting our own radio show.
Yeah.
On MyFM.
With the finger.
Cool.
The Freaking Dangerous Bro Hour.
Mean.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you guys. That's so dope.
Freaking Dangerous Bro.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm so happy. Thanks. I'm glad you told me.
Can I be honest? I be honest?
What?
One of the coolest things to come out of that was that I was able to form a friendship with Tofinger.
Oh, really?
Was he a fan?
He was a fan.
That's amazing.
He's seen all of my stand-up.
That's amazing.
Like, he was, like, referencing my special. He was like, I love the show where you do where your face is in the background. I was like, that's my special.
Wow.
So he's watched my special.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've seen all friggin' Dangerous Bro sketches. He was a fan. Which was crazy because Tofinger's not really in the comedy industry that we work in, but he's the biggest stand-up we have. Probably.
And local.
No, man.
There is like Carlson.
Tofinger sells out arena, not arena.
Ursula Carson's on Netflix. Babe.
Yeah, I think, okay. Ursula's passed Tofinger, but Tofinger's massive.
Where does he go?
Does he go
notoriety-wise?
Does he go to like Sydney and Gold Coast and stuff?
LA.
Sell out there. Oh, really?
Canada.
Wild.
He goes to massive theaters in the States.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he's huge. Hawaii. He goes to places where you would assume he wouldn't sell well.
Even now?
But does sell. Yeah, now.
Solo.
Yeah, solo.
Does he do stand-up?
He just does stand-up.
Wow.
Yeah, he does stand-up. He says he does an hour of stand-up and then does Auntie Tala, which is one of his characters.
Yeah.
And then does a character, which is a Samoan uncle, doing an Elvis impression, which sounds hilarious.
That's already funny on paper.
Sounds hilarious. So the show's like an hour 40 long.
Yo, old Samoans love Elvis, eh?
Yeah. They love Elvis.
Man,
yeah.
And an old Samoan uncle doing an impression of Elvis sounds like the funniest thing in the world.
That's real funny. That's got legs for days.
Yeah.
Do you know a famous person who that I met that was a fan of us?
Who?
Jack Black.
Kings.
Kings?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, what did he say? Shout out Kings.
He just saw me and he was like, oh, bro, you do that... that sketch group where you guys do the...
Fucking awesome, mate.
with the boys and the teacher. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, bro, man, you guys are real funny.
Oh, that's dope.
You know, and I love... And you've got a message in your stuff. I'm always like, when people say, and you've got a message.
Yeah, you get it on another level.
That's true, though.
Yeah.
Because it's not just like, oh, that's funny. It's like, oh, they're trying to say something.
You know who else really likes us?
What?
Celine Dion.
Really?
Yeah.
What's Celine Dion's favorite sketch?
I was at a concert...
Yeah.
I was at a Celine Dion concert and she was like, okay, time for my next song. Also, I'm in New Zealand. I love freaking Dangerous Bro. They're the best sketch crew.
And then a picture of us flashed behind her on the big screen.
And then, and then she just goes,
Jackie again?
And then she goes, if you know, you'll know.
Yeah, and she goes, if you know, you know. The time for this next song is for freaking Dangerous Bro. Near, far. And I was like, wow, thanks, Celine.
Shout out, Celine.
Shout out, Celine.
Miss Dion.
Yeah, Miss Dion. Shout out Miss Dion.
Games is corner of fun. This is how we jake off.
Beautiful.
Happy ending,
I'm so happy with that. It's a happy ending to the jake off, all right?
Yeah.
And tell you what, this t-shirt's going to good use.
Oh, wow. I feel uncomfortable. Actually, that is actually a beautiful segue to my topic.
All right.
Thank you, Gabe Guru.
Anytime. Anytime, Gabe Master.
Please.
It's time for gaping, time for gaping. It's open and wide, and it's open and wide.
Nobody
and
laugh.
Very wide and bright, it's dark inside.
Don't come on, jump in! Don't you dare laugh.
Gaping with Pax.
Thank you. So, on the topic of making me, the Gate Master, feel uncomfortable.
Oh.
Is I just finished a couple of cruise ships.
Wow.
As a comedian.
Wow. What was that like?
It was good. Yeah. It's a bit lonely and it's a bit weird.
How long are you there for?
I only do short contracts, so I do like 5-day contracts. But there are people who aren't comedians who are doing like 9-month contracts.
Wow. Whoa, they're not comedians and doing a show every night?
Yeah, they're not comedians and they do a show for 9 months. And it is rough.
It's a torture cruise. Did I forget to mention
it? It's a torture cruise, yeah. No. I mean like people who work in housekeeping, people who work at the
kitchen
bar,
hands and stuff
kitchen
and,
hands, those kind of people.
The Filipinos.
The Filipinos. Essentially the Filipinos. Yo, someone told me that 80% of the cruise industry is Filipino.
I buy that.
It's crazy. There's so many Filipinos.
I buy that.
The crew cafeteria is literally an all-you-can-eat Filipino restaurant.
That's amazing.
It's only Filipino food and then the occasional like sarg.
In the cafeteria. Oh, because you are crew, technically.
I'm crew, yeah. So I eat. Well, I can eat with whoever I want.
Yeah.
I have like a bit of a weird ability to go wherever, whereas the other crew don't. But I usually eat with the crew.
Yeah. So you like roll up and there's like this old couple sitting there having dinner and you just roll up and you're like,
Yeah.
I have a weird there's a setup where I can just go over once. I'm just gonna sit with you.
You eat by the captain.
Do people talk to you like when you're not performing? And they're like,
Did they come up to you?
Once you do the gig, then you become ship famous. They call it ship famous.
Oh, is that a legit thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's not real famous, it's ship famous. Yeah. So no one actually knows who you are.
Yeah.
They've just seen you perform.
Yeah.
So no one's like, hey.
It's packed.
No one's excited to see you. Yeah. No one's like, oh, you're a celebrity.
You get recognized.
They're just like, oy, that guy. You know?
Jokes back to you.
Yeah, yeah. So it's weird.
Was that annoying?
Very annoying.
Yeah. And you can't escape because it's literally
well, you
a can. Hellhole
you just stay
trap.
Where the crew are. Okay. You just stay where the crew are.
Okay.
Which is fine. You just stay in your crew cabin.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to talk about was something happened that made me feel really uncomfortable on the cruise, and I did not expect this to happen. Once we got out of any harbor and into the middle of the ocean, I realized I have quite an intense fear of the ocean. I didn't realize I had a fear of the ocean.
So, like, the thing of, like, just looking around everywhere 360 and it's all water.
Yeah, so once we got out into the ocean, open ocean, I couldn't come up. I couldn't come
Go outside.
I struggled to come out onto the decks.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
That's the whole reason you go out.
I know, but I can't.
I can understand that. That'd be quite, it's the Pacific,
scary.
Right?
It's scary. Yeah, it's the Pacific
Ocean. Yeah, so where my people are quite near too?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. Absolutely. Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, geographic location shouldn't dictate...
No, but so was it? Did you at any point?
Yeah.
Did you go outside?
Did you contemplate jumping off the boat? Yes.
No, and look around and see nothing but water.
Yeah.
All the time?
Majority. Once you get out of the port and you're out into the ocean.
That's actually quite stressful now that you say
no land and it's scary.
Yeah.
especially when the ocean is rough, man, the ocean is one of the most intimidating things I've ever been really? Around.
Were you quite humbled by the ocean?
I was humbled, man. It makes you feel little. It makes you feel... You know what the ocean is?
What?
Gaping. It's gaping. And it's...
So,
and it's and
it is gaping.
Because
right?
it's wide, yeah. it's deep, and it is a symbol, and it is a symbol, and is a representation of the Gape Nation, how powerful and majestic it is. Anyway.
And it's blue.
And it's blue.
Like the blue flame.
May the blue flame flicker, Jermaine. So, I...
Jackie again? Oh.
I just realized...
You're fucking terrified.
I've discovered a phobia.
Wow.
That I have.
Have you looked that up since?
No, I haven't.
There must be a name for that.
Yeah, James
name
Google
Name for open, fear of open water?
James Google it.
Right.
But...
No, but it can't be that much of a fear if you're still going to go do...
Yeah, I guess. I guess someone who has a real, real fear... Wouldn't be able to do.
Get there's a name of it.
It makes you anxious.
Makes me very anxious.
It's called thalassophobia.
So yeah, maybe Jermaine's right.
It's a real phobia, fear of open water.
But man, I couldn't even go up on the deck.
Mm. Oh, when you did,
get
what
nervous.
Happened?
I just get nervous. Really? My heart starts to race, and I just like feel uncomfortable.
Do you think about the possibilities of what would happen? Is like you monsters, know, you know Optimus who, Prime is in the bottom of the ocean.
You know
like
what I think? You know the thing I can't stop thinking about.
What
is that? I become the guy in Life of Pi.
There was a tiger in the boat. It was waiting to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the tiger was me.
Yeah. I become the guy in Life of Pi.
Fuck. The Life of Pi is a scary... It's quite a scary concept anyway.
Yeah, it is very scary.
Can I ask you... Okay, so... I mean, I've never been on a cruise.
Yeah, right.
But I don't feel I like can, I've
Jermaine, I can change that.
Why are you trying to pick up Jermaine?
I don't know. I felt a connection. I felt a spark in the moment. I tried to go for it.
I've never actually been out on the open water.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'd be fine. Like,
right.
My, you know, both branches of my ancestry, so Māori and the European
white,
part,
yeah.
I'm not sure exactly where my European side is from. I think
yeah.
Scotland.
Yeah.
Had to travel here.
Yeah, so yeah, maybe...
Via water.
Right.
Yeah, by water. And so...
Then it's a part of you. The water is a part of you.
So I think maybe perhaps you're...
And in the same way, if we were in the desert, you'd be freaking out. You'd be freaking out, and I'd be on the camel like, what's the problem?
On the camel.
What's the big deal, Jermaine?
Yeah, that's what I was getting to, but I was hoping you would pick up what I'm putting down, so that I wasn't racist or anything.
It's okay if I say it. Yeah,
that's quite intense. I assume you're going to do more cruise ships in the future.
I mean, the paycheck is too good.
Yeah, so what are you going to do?
I think just
it's not that good because we're like trying to get in touch with you while you're on the cruise ship. You're like, bro, the ship Wi-Fi is whack, and I'm not paying for the
no Wi-Fi. No, there is no fancy Wi-Fi.
Oh, it's
everybody's
just shit.
Everybody's Wi-Fi. You pay a large amount, and it's whack. No matter how much.
How whack are we?
Because you can pay $90 for that quote unquote good Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So I paid for it last cruise, and it's still whack.
How whack are we talking?
Like, you can't watch any video.
What?
No videos.
So you can't even watch YouTube
unless you're willing to let the video load for like an hour and a half.
No.
Yeah, legit. It's whack. And a web page will take about a minute to 2 minutes to load.
That's giving more anxiety than the ocean. That's bad. That's so bad. I know. What? I hate slow internet so much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's pretty bad. Oh. It's pretty bad. You got to go in prepared. You got to have like video games downloaded, wow. Movies downloaded, shows downloaded, or else you're stuck.
Man, yeah.
So yeah, the internet's whack. But. You know what? And you know what else is whack?
Yeah, it's in there heaps of activities.
You know what else is whack?
What?
The ocean. Because it's scary.
No, but there's lots more activities on the ship.
Yeah, there's activities.
Do you go do the activities?
Yeah, what kind of activities are there?
There's not a lot of activities on the ship.
Is there a basketball hoop?
Yeah, there is a basketball hoop.
Mean. That's all you need.
It's about 6 foot as well, so I'd dunk it on kids and stuff.
Was there like a pool?
Happy holiday, bitch. Bang!
Your ship,
like
your ship, famous not for your performance, but for yanking on kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Throwing
just
it down.
Yamming on children.
Hey, it's that guy off from the performance. Nah, he was dunking on Clive the other day. I don't know why Clive's. There's no 5-year-old's named Clive.
What 5-year-old is called Clive?
You become ship famous for dunking on kids.
Yeah.
What?
Are you all right?
I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, you just had a flashback to the ocean.
Wait a minute.
He's like,
I don't know. I just blanked out.
All right.
Weird.
This is just another one of the medical things that we're concerned about.
That yeah. I will go to Dr. Faradin for.
Yeah, you need like hypnosis or something.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
If Behnam, if he isn't Iranian.
Like, no, there's no way.
No. But
it was Bainham or something.
Let's just say it was. Like he's, there's some other ethnicity.
Yeah.
Has similar
sure.
words that you don't know
possible.
About.
Afghani.
That's possible.
It's very similar.
And if he is, and you're just saying his name real weird. And he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. His name, you pronounce it Behnam. And he's like, what are you doing?
It's even funnier if he wasn't actually a doctor and he just has decor of an x-ray in the...
He was getting an x-ray of his broken skull, and in the
we don't know if he is.
Yeah, we don't.
He is.
It's just a random thing.
Look, of course we James, do. The Gabe Nation there knows.
There are so many jobs that involve you being around an x-ray machine.
Name them. I just saw the light flick off from your eye. And you're like, oh, fuck.
And that's what I look like when I'm surrounded by an ocean.
Oh, well, I'm very sorry to hear that you're scared of the...
Are you looking?
That is definitely an x-ray on the roof. Or is it like...
Is it the cover of the Butterfly Effect? Is it the Civic video?
Look. His name is Behnam Faradin. It's a Persian name. There's no way...
He's a doctor.
He's a doctor. He's a doctor! Or some kind of medical professional. Okay? He's a medical professional. He probably wanted to be something like a filmmaker. His family beat it out of him and then sent him to medical school. Okay.
Is that the
end of the
segment?
Shout out to the ocean.
You know what? I said the ocean is whack. It's not whack. It scares me.
Do you want to get over your fear?
I do because it's so beautiful. It's actually really beautiful. One of the most beautiful things I've ever seen is when I was on the ship looking out towards the direction that the ship is going and it's nighttime and you just see the moon's reflection on the black water.
Yeah.
It's really scary, but it's really beautiful. So there's... It's my fear.
Really? That's the name of my sex tape. Sorry.
Yeah. Name of
That's
my mixtape.
That's what she said. Title of my mixtape.
Yeah, there we go. So yeah, the ocean is not whack.
Yeah.
I'm scared of it, but it's not whack. It's beautiful. It's majestic. It's wide. It's deep. It's gaping.
It's gaping.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Pax has a new outro that hasn't been played before for a segment. So this is...
There's the Gape Guru and the Gape Master signing out.
The new outro for Pax's segment, Gaping.
Thank you.
That was Gaping. This is not a religion. May the blue flame flicker forever. That was Gaping.
The listeners are probably going to think that's you laughing now, but no, that was Jermaine laughing during the record. Yeah. And you know what? It's not a religion, and that's great. It's a club.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on.
Definitely a club.
It's a club.
All right, time for the final segment.
Let's do it.
This one is called This Is How We Do It.
This is how we do it.
For 2 weeks in a row, I've forgotten what I was going to
do. Oh, my God.
All right, what is it going to do?
Are you serious?
Are you doing a bit?
You know what? Hey, guess what? Friggin' Age Bro wouldn't fall apart without you. Because you always forget your segment.
I remember
that.
What is it?
My segment is... So, before I get into it, there is a listener
There is a listener who has propositioned me.
I'll start with the issue first, and then I'll talk about it.
Okay. Go to the thing.
So there is this word in Te Ao Māori, Te Reo Māori, which is Matua, and it means like it's kind of like a sign of respect when you refer to a man.
Right.
Sure.
So if you, instead of saying sir, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like saying matua.
Yeah.
Is it usually...
Do you want to Google it, James?
Yeah, I think it is. That's pretty close.
Official...
Is it official. Usually younger to older?
Yeah, younger to older.
Yeah. I remember we had a matua at school.
Yeah.
There was a matua...
And because I think the equivalent is fire, which is the female...
The female equivalent.
Female equivalent.
And that's W-H-A-I-A?
A-E-A.
Yeah.
F-I-R-E.
Okay. Okay.
So fire.
Fire.
Yo, fire.
Fire, fire.
Those bars were fire.
I want like an older Māori woman who is a fire in whatever organization she's in or whatever, in her family or whatever, to record a song, but like a reggaeton song, and be like, I am fire. This track is fire.
All right, here we go.
Oh, yeah, so it's Mātua.
Yeah.
Not just Mātua. Yeah. Like,
Mātua. First, important, large, must be before large? Others, stands before verbs to indicate that the activity is, was, should be carried out first.
What?
No, you've got the wrong word.
Yeah, that sounds wrong.
Yeah, it's the wrong word.
Oh, here you go. Mātua may refer to a sect of Hinduism in Bengal.
Yep. Definitely wrong. Definitely wrong.
Now, here you
wrong.
Go. Parents. Is that right?
Parents?
I don't know. Ugh.
Look, that's what it says.
Okay, read it.
Could be parents. Plural form
it?
Of Mātua.
Is that it? Parents.
But then also...
It's
the Māori dictionary.
I thought there was more coming, but you just said parents.
Yeah, that's what it said on the thing. Parents. Jermaine could see it.
Matches. To be adult, grown up, main chief important.
Yeah. To
father, parent, uncle.
I thought it was someone who was like wise and who you looked up to.
Yeah.
So like in Whale Rider, like Mātua was the older man. Koro was it? Sorry. Sorry, I just had a heart attack.
Mātua Koro, does that make sense? No.
Nah, that doesn't make sense.
No, we definitely had a Mātua in high school, in Glenford College.
Yeah, eesh. So it's like a sign of respect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have been called Mātua.
Oh.
And I am not 100% on board with this.
Why?
Because...
Do you not feel like you've earned the role, the title?
It means I'm old.
Yeah.
It means I'm of an age where
Jermaine's like, I'm not old. I was on the youth show Fresh TV.
Because there's a listener who's referred to me as Mātua a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
And I am not putting him on blast. I'm not putting people on blast who call me Mātua.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a sign of respect that they're showing.
But his name, we can say his name rhymes with Kevin Stevenson. Anyway, continue.
So you're not on board with it because you feel old.
Yeah, it makes me feel old.
Well, maybe you don't know. Maybe he is exceptionally younger than you. So even to him, like a mid-20s person is Mātua. Maybe he's seven.
It doesn't matter, mate.
And there's a 20-year-old?
You don't say Mātua.
You probably are not going to say Mātua.
So it's more the age-wise of the person who's receiving it.
Yeah.
Rather than the...
It's not about the gap.
Yeah.
There is a bit about the gap.
Right.
There's a little bit to do with
yeah. But like a 50-year-old and a 52-year-old.
Actually, the first time it happened to me was a window washer dude.
Yeah.
At the lights.
Yeah.
So he washed my windows. And then I was like, oh, shit. And so I gave $2 and I gave it to him. And he goes, oh, kia ora Mātua. And I almost was like, give me that fucking... Are you fucking calling me Mātua? Fuck out of here.
Give me that money.
I know.
I can...
Why? Why do I have to give it back? You're being too respectful.
I can kind of like sympathize with you, Jermaine, because I was once called a sir by some high school students playing with a rugby ball at a mall. And
they were like, hi, sir.
Yeah, thanks, sir. I gave him back their ball.
Oh, right.
I did stand up about it, but that did not make me feel good at all.
But how old were you at that point?
I was 24.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I got called sir by my neighbor's kid as well. Like, we were walking.
Jermaine, I feel like maybe my story's a little different because I was 24.
Yeah. Don't fucking say. Like,
that doesn't work.
It's different. I sympathize with you because I have this different experience. Fuck out of here with your experience.
No, look, okay. Well,
you know what?
I'd only say that it's fine. What's wrong with being respected?
Is there like a catch-all kind of phrase in
Tagalog?
Yeah, Tagalog.
Yeah, Tito. Or Tito is like kind of like an uncle.
Yeah.
You say Tito or something.
Yeah, I think Farsi is similar in that there's you could say like Ostad or something like that, which
mean?
Is more similar to Mātua,
sure.
Where you speak to like someone who's like someone who's older than you and you respect them and they're kind of a wise person.
Yeah.
But no one really says that.
Because it's quite formal.
It's too formal. Yeah. People just say uncle.
Yeah.
If you want to speak to someone who's older than you, you say amu or dai, which means uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
There's no, like, word. But you know what? I like it.
There is one. There is a matua in Tagalog, actually.
What is it?
Matanda. It means old.
Fuck off.
I'm sorry.
I'm just joking.
This is not what the Gape Nation is about.
No. We're about inclusion. It wasn't right there. It was a low-hanging fruit.
We're all about inclusion, you old piece.
That was low-hanging fruit, much like your testicle.
The roast. No, Jermaine, I don't think it's that bad. I think it's fine. Like, you know.
I like it.
I think it's dope.
I like terms.
That means they're like, they see, you've got like mana emanating from you. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
like
36.
Yeah.
I am so close to 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a wild thing to think about.
Yeah,
that you're close to 40?
Yeah.
Does it scare you?
It's not scary. It's just bizarre.
Yeah.
It feels weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? I'm that close?
You don't feel 40?
Yeah, I don't feel 40.
Well, I think that's a key, is a lot of people, no one ever feels like they're 40. And that makes me think my parents don't think that. My parents are like 15 in their head. It's like the movie Big. Like, yeah, that must happen, right? You get to a certain point, you're like, I never feel this age anymore. And then
I think
at 40, my parents, like, it was serious.
Yeah.
Like, serious for them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is that just your perception of what your parents' life was like? Yeah, but for them, it's like, we were having fun.
Mine doesn't feel very serious. Mine is pretty frivolous.
Well, you're fucking doing a podcast, so.
You know what changes it? You know what flips that?
What?
Kids.
Okay.
Because guess what?
Yeah.
I feel 40.
Hold on. Have y'all just Freaky Friday?
You feel old quick when you got kids. Yeah, because your responsibility goes from 0 to 100.
Sure.
You got humans to look after.
Yeah.
And humans are straight annoying. Like,
dang.
They can't do... When they're little...
Straight, yo, they are fucking annoying.
When humans are little, they can't do anything.
Yeah.
What is this? This shit happens, right?
Yeah, we have one night of fun.
You've got...
What?
Jermaine.
What? No, anyway.
We have one night of fun. Here we go. You don't... I don't... Even though some people see, like, the motto, I think you're still a bro. You're a young bro.
You're young. You're a young guy.
You got a fucking Tupac shirt on, mate.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but that's like... Wearing a Tupac t-shirt is like when my dad...
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
To someone who's bumping, like, Little Pump or something, they're like, Tupac.
Yeah, that's probably... Were you wearing that t-shirt when he washed your window? You probably saw that t-shirt.
Yeah, was he a young guy?
He said, this guy's at least 50. Yeah, wearing a Tupac t-shirt. I don't know. If I was in your position, I would embrace it. Because I don't know. I like...
It's weird because I love being called Mr. Ross.
Yeah.
Like his service.
No, because when people will say that to you, it's usually like a white lady. Yeah. You're like, yeah, damn right.
Like, you go Mr. Ross and I'm like, that's right.
Yeah, you say that again one more time.
So what if that white lady said Matua Ross? It would change it.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they have different meanings? Saying Mr. Ross and
Mother. Feel like different.
Because then if that same lady who was serving you at the hotel was like, here you go, sir, you'd be fine with it, right?
Yeah.
I guess Matua... I guess in your mind, Matuas are the old dudes at the marae.
Well, yeah, Matuas are like... Yeah, the old dudes.
Well, maybe it's about changing your perception of Matua. But maybe there's like a new modern day Matua now.
Hey, no.
Modern day? A TV show? It's the modern day Matua.
He plays Xbox and he skateboards. He skateboard to the marae.
He listens to Future. It's the modern day Matua.
He's got grills.
Hey, fellow kids.
Hey, fellow kids.
Yeah.
Was that a Steve Buscemi meme?
Yeah.
How do you do, fellow kids?
From not another team movie?
Another team movie. That's all right, man. Hey,
it's me, modern day Matua.
It's fine.
I'm fine. I'm sweet.
The classic. I'm sweet.
Okay, it's just something I have to deal with.
Oh, great.
This is how we do it.
Sweet. Great.
This is how we do it.
sweet. That's so good. I'm so glad he's sweet.
That's okay.
Yeah, sweet. That's all good.
Fucking hell.
Why do you...
I don't have a problem.
Why? What's the point of your segment? Eva!
Oh, my... This is life. It's just me talking about
this. It's fine.
Oh, God.
This is how we do it. Yeah. Colin, Jermaine's life.
And Colin, it's sweet. Oh my God. Okay, well, great.
That's actually a very Matoish trait to be like, I don't need to change. I'm fine with the way I am.
Yeah, because you've reached a point where you know enough of your life has gone by that there's no more changing. It's over.
It's fine.
And you know what? I think you should embrace the Matua role.
I think actually
my segment's over.
All right, done.
Don't give me advice. It's done. I played the sting.
It's done. The sting is played. It's over. We have no room to talk.
All right, I guess so.
Great.
Y'all got any vibes?
Lingering vibes.
Let's get on to our lingering vibes.
We should have a sting for lingering vibes. I'll try find one.
Yeah, you put together a sting for lingering
vibes. You want to do one? Go do one.
Are you going to do it now?
No.
Yo, 3, 2, 1.
Nah.
Lingering vibes.
Lingering vibes.
Oh, no, ooh. I like that. Let's go. Do that again clean. Do it clean. Okay. Yeah, here we go.
Ready? Lingering vibes.
Vibes.
The vibes lingering.
They're still there. Still there.
That was beautiful.
That was really beautiful.
That was really nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to clip that and I'm going to make
this thing. My lingering vibe is. Yeah. Why is this? The shit happens, bro.
Okay.
I feel like I would have been. Anyway, I'm sweet.
That is essentially Wolf Shit Happens.
Yeah, that's true.
It's fuck. Just a,
I love that.
In the thesaurus.
Yeah.
If shit happens, bro, because of the thesaurus.
Yeah.
Next it would be.
I'm sweet. It's sweet.
And a picture of you doing
all
the thumbs up. And
all good would be there.
Yeah.
No probs.
With a picture of you.
And then maybe contentment.
Yeah. Oh, just actual words.
Start to go into fulfilled. The actual.
All right,
satisfactory.
What have you got?
My lingering vibe is on the first cruise I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did the show, it was fine, and then as people were walking out, a dude came up to me and said, "Thank you, Gate Master."
Actually?
And walked off.
Wow.
And walked away.
We've infiltrated the cruise culture.
Yeah, we've infiltrated the holiday goers.
Wow.
Yeah, so he said, "Thank you, Gate Master." I touched his head, he started shaking, fell to the ground. Not a religion. Just the club.
Did a dude really say thank you, Gate Master?
Yeah. A dude really said,
that's wild.
Thank you, Gate Master. The South Asian dude.
Wow.
Young South Asian
dude.
Shout out
to that guy. If you're listening, he's probably listening.
Probably. Shout out to that guy. Message us.
Imagine if he was what's his name?
God.
Behran.
Behnam. No. We saw Behnam.
Yeah.
He's much lighter skin. He was like dark skin, skin tone.
Yeah.
So he really did say, thank you, Gate Master. And I really did touch his forehead, and he really did hit the ground, and he really did shake. But it's not a religion. Okay, thank you.
Really not a religion.
Okay, thank you.
All right, my lingering vibe is, look, if you guys want to go do freaking dangerous stuff without me.
Yeah.
I don't mind, because I trust...
Great.
My place in the group.
Great, that's really good to know.
What is your place in the group?
My place is a guy who gets a free t-shirt out of it.
Yeah, great. And you know what, James? That's really, really good to know going forward because it's really good to know going forward.
A lot of shit books around
there. So, we don't have to talk about it now, but
what?
Thank you for giving us that green light. So, yeah, great.
Do you have the Dickie sponsors?
No, it's fine. Thank you. No, we don't have to go on. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for listening to the podcast.
I'm going
to
do gigs as Pax Society.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us, hit us up. FDBromail@gmail.com or on Facebook as Frickin' Dangerous Bro, or on Instagram as @FrickinDangerousBro, or on all our personal social
media. Yeah, find us.
Or just fucking send it via pigeon.
Yeah, send the pigeon.
Or a meerkat.
Send a meerkat.
A message meerkat? Yeah.
Send a naked man.
Running across the street,
running
with a bell, hitting a bell, and then just going, "I have a message."
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, and music by SFTB.
Tell a friend about the podcast. All right.
On rated on iTunes.
You assholes.
Whoa.
Sorry.
You'll catch us next time. Peace out.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.